So I think all of the commissioners are here and we are ready to begin. So good afternoon, everyone. This is Design Commission for the 15th of October, 2020. The commission, forgive me, I'm just gonna slow down. The commission hearings room, room 2500B at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue is closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, under Portland City Code and state law, the Portland Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. Members of the Design Commission and city staff are attending remotely by video and teleconference, and through required public notice, the public is also invited to participate remotely and can provide testimony and comment during today's hearings. The Design Commission is taking these steps as a result of the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic is a threat to our public health, safety, and welfare, and is the reason we are meeting remotely by electronic communications. Thanks to everyone for being patient, flexible, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. So let's start with introductions. First, staff, and then commissioners, and I'll call on the first person. After you introduce yourself, you get to pass the baton to the next person. Let's start today with Laura.
Hi, Laura Duvall, hearings clerk. Hillary.
Hillary Adam, BDS. Tim.
Tim Heron, Bureau of Development Services. Good to see you, Laura.
Ditto.
Oh man, who do I hand it off to? Where's Brian? Where's that character?
Brian?
Sorry, Commissioner Brian. I was thinking Uber.
Brian isn't here today.
He's out. Okay, excuse me. Okay, Julie, I'll hand it back to you.
Okay. So then commissioners, I'm going to just start with person in the upper left corner of my screen. That would be Commissioner Zeri Santner.
Zeri Santner, Design Commissioner. Brian, you are not visible. I'm looking at the back of your computer.
I know.
Where is your camera?
I left my camera in Central Oregon. Sorry.
Okay.
Brian McCarter, Design Commission. Chandra.
Chandra Robinson, Design Commission. Jessica
Molinar, Design Commission. Don?
Don Vallister, Design Commission. I think that's, Julie.
Sam first.
Sam Rodriguez, Design Commissioner, and Commissioner McCarter, that sounds like a Western song. I left my camera and, Anyway,
I deserve that.
Funny. Okay. Yeah. And I'm Julie Livingston. At some point, this will all be very smooth. It hasn't happened yet. We've only been doing this for a couple of months. Commission members must declare. No. First of all, we are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda, we will begin with items of interest, and then we will move to a design advice request. There is a little bit more reading to be done before the design advice request, but I will save that until we are ready to start. So I will pass it off to Tim Heron and Hillary Adam for items of interest.
Thank you. And Hillary, since you so politely prompted me right before the hearing started, will you go first?
So, thank you. I'm here to ask you guys for a couple of favors. As you know, the Landmarks Commission is, they are reviewing the Historic Resources Code project as it goes to the Planning and Sustainability Commission. The Landmarks Commission had a work session this Monday, and they're having another work session next Monday. When Brandon and Spencer Hurdle came to you guys, I know that there was talk about wanting to coordinate with the Landmarks Commission. And so we were trying to figure out how to do that. You, of course, are welcome to observe their their work session next Monday. But what we were thinking is that the Landmarks Commission could come to you for sort of extended items of interest, maybe 20 or 30 minutes next Thursday. You're supposed to start at 3:30, so this would be a 3 p.m. start, potentially, because then you can have a discussion with them. And then that would give you potentially a week to draft a letter, if you wanted to draft a letter to the Planning and Sustainability Commission about your thoughts about the Historic Resources Code project. What you would have to do, though, if you drafted a letter, is you would have to come back to all agree to that letter. And we could do that in a 5-minute hearing on October 29th. And then I could take that letter and submit it before testimony closes on the 30th, if you are willing.
Thanks for offering this, Hillary. It makes a lot of sense to me that we would provide testimony, both written and maybe also some oral testimony if the stars align and some of us are available on whatever dates PSC is accepting oral testimony on this project.
That's October 27th. The hearing is 5 to 8 p.m.
October 27th, 5 to 8 p.m. Okay. Commissioners, are you willing to start 30 minutes early next week?
Yes.
I may not be able to be here right on the dot. I'll do my best. I'm coming from somewhere else, but if I'm not there, that means that I'm on my way.
Okay. Oh, Julie, that means it's 3 o'clock on Thursday the 22nd?
Yeah, 3 o'clock start next Thursday.
Okay.
And can we use the same Zoom connection that we already have on our calendars to access earlier?
Yeah, that's a good question, Laura. I think we could do that, but I think what we're recalculating here is for the agenda, we just need to post it for a 3 p.m. start time. Does that mess with the Zoom?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Okay. Great.
Okay. All right, Hillary, I think it sounds like we're all on board for that. And following that discussion, we can figure out who's going to take the lead on drafting a letter and providing testimony.
Hillary?
Yeah.
Could you send the link to the discussion on Monday? If I can, I'll try and...
Sure.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, Hillary, can you just do that to the whole crew?
Yeah.
The whole design commission. Thanks. And I just close it with Kara and I, just so we have that. And Laura, for that matter.
Yeah. And then thanks. Would you be willing to meet for 5 minutes on the 29th? That could be at any time, whatever is convenient for you guys, because that would be the only thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm available. That's a Thursday, commissioners. We do not have a hearing scheduled on that day, but maybe we could do 5 minutes at lunch or 5 minutes right after the close of the workday.
Yeah, that works.
Yep. Maybe late in the afternoon, Julie?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I think that would make more sense.
I would agree.
Towards the end of the day, yes.
4:30 or something.
Could we do a 4:30?
4:30?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
On the
29th? On the
29th. Okay.
You guys are the best.
Chandra, you need to unmute yourself.
Well,
I was just giving thumbs up that things were fine.
I'm just giving you grief. You too, Jessica.
I can't make the 29th, but
we're
sounds good to me otherwise.
We're still going to send you the letter in advance. You can just shoot us a note if it reads well. That'll be fine.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and big thanks to folks on the Historic Landmarks Commission for being willing to turn out on a Thursday to discuss this. Really appreciate that.
Thank you. Leave. Have a good DAR.
Bye, Hillary.
Thanks, Hillary.
Okay, Kim, are there any other items of interest?
Commissioner Valliser's dog is very interesting at the moment.
I just muted him.
One item, and I'm sorry, I'm talking out loud because I was multitasking with Laura. Thank you, Laura. I just wanted to confirm that you had gotten just earlier this afternoon at 11:50, or excuse me, late this morning, 11:56. Laura forwarded to you a letter from DRAC, Development Review Advisory Committee, regarding loading. The context of the letter is one which I'd like you to give it a look. We're not going to talk about today, but we may talk about a little bit next week. Has to do with kind of depending on how much review you've done in Portland or development review, loading often comes up and can be sticky or doesn't quite fit just right, or there's all kinds of issues, and it's a little bit of PBOT related matters kind of embedded in the Portland zoning code, and then it's before the commission, but we need to rely on PBOT. So it's always been a sticky wicket. So we're working on trying to revise that code. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes the coordination with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to budget the time and people to do it. So the long and short of it is there's a letter from DRAC compelling that effort further. And so I'd like for the commission, the Landmarks Commission is going to do the same thing. Just take a look at this. We might consider endorsing that letter or adding to that letter, or maybe perhaps offering some good examples of why this is a really good idea and would save time and kind of grease some of the stickier parts of our development review, especially for the big projects when the loading issues come up and kind of grind things down a little bit. So that's the short version. Take a look at that. You just got it late this morning.
Okay.
And I'm juggling a lot of emails. So thank you, Laura, for reminding me you already sent it. So.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, cool. That's all I have.
Okay, commissioners, does anyone have an item of interest to share?
Nope.
Okay, in that case.